today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I hope everyone is doing well under our current circumstances. Hope everybody is safe and at home. We're locked down here in our community, and I hope that soon this will all be over. I'm certainly praying for that, and I hope you are too, and we can get things back to at least some kind of normal and get back to our lives as we know it. Thanks for listening today. We're going to be in Psalm 1. Now, I want you to notice that I did not say Psalm Chapter 1. The Psalms is like a hymn book. We don't read it by chapters like we do many other books of the Bible. It's Psalms. You know, when you open a hymn book, you would say, turn to hymn number 392. You would not say, turn to chapter 392. And the Psalms is much the same way. So when you speak about Psalm 1, we're talking about the first psalm of this book of hymns, the Psalms. Now, I hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. While you're finding your Bible and finding your place, I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are many things that you'll find there, more information about this ministry. One of the things you'll find is a button that says Contact Us. And if you click on that and send us your address and where you're hearing a broadcast today, we would love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that you can slip into a shirt pocket, easily slip into a purse, or you can write down prayer requests. I take mine with me to prayer meeting on Wednesday night when we're able to have prayer meeting. And as people ask for prayer, I put them in my little prayer journal and remember to pray for them. And so I'd love to send you one. Just simply write to us. You can contact us through the website, again, bigcypress.us. You can also contact us directly by emailing me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, most of the requests that we get come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get into the Scripture. The first psalm of the book of Psalms, I'm going to read all of it. It's only six verses. There are a number of things that I want to show you today, and I really don't think we'll get through this whole psalm, but I want to at least pull out a few things that I want you to notice today. So Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. In this psalm, you see a contrast between two people. There's a contrast between the righteous and the ungodly. Now, this is how they're identified in the psalm. This is not something I'm making up. You notice that the Bible speaks of the righteous, that God knows the way of the righteous in verse 6. He said in verse 4 that the ungodly are not so. So he divides them into these two groups of people. And I believe those two groups still exist today, that they are people exactly like this and exactly how they're described in the scripture. I don't think this is anything that is not different than it is now. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is always true. And in the contrast of these two people, you'll see one that is blessed. It's kind of interesting that the psalm begins with the word blessed or blessed. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And then it ends with the way of the ungodly shall perish. So you have one who is blessed. That's the righteous. You have one who will perish, and that is the ungodly. So I want to take these two and look at them, some characteristics of them that the Bible specifically mentions here. Notice, first of all, let's look at the unrighteous first. Now, I realize that the scripture begins with blessed is the man, but the contrast is against the ungodly and what his characteristics are and what he's like and what the Bible describes him as. The Bible says that blessed is the man that does not walk. Notice, does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So right away, we get that contrast. So blessed is a man, he said, first of all, that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't follow the counsel of the world. Now, when I say ungodly, that simply means that he does not know God. He does not follow God. He does not know his word. He's lost. He's unsaved. And the Bible says, don't follow the counsel of the ungodly. Don't follow the counsel of those who do not know the Lord. I'm always amused as we coming into graduation season. I don't know what that's going to look like this year. I know that everybody is trying to kind of figure that out. But, you know, often I hear people, and I every time I hear it, I just cringe when I hear this. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard it. When there was a speaker, perhaps it was an MC at a graduation or maybe the keynote speaker at the graduation, and they'll tell the young people, just follow your heart. I got to tell you, that's some of the worst advice that they could give. Let me show you why. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, do you really want to follow that? Do you want to follow what is deceitful above all things? Your heart, your heart will lie to you. It's deceitful above all things, he said, and desperately, not just wicked, he said desperately wicked. Who can know it? Do you really want to follow that? And again, Proverbs, I love what Solomon said in Proverbs 28, verse 26. He said, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. Did you catch that? He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. When I hear speakers get up and say, follow your heart, I want to stand up and yell, no, follow the Lord. That's what we should be following. Seek ye the Lord and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The Bible speaks much about seeking the Lord. It says that if we seek the Lord, we'll find him. And rather than trying to seek your own heart and follow your heart, you ought to be following God, seeking him and his will for your life. Not trying to find or follow something that the Bible describes as desperately wicked. So notice, he said, blessed is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now, when he says standing in the way of sinners, what he means is going along with sinners. It doesn't mean that you're standing in the way like a blockade, but as sinners have a way that you follow that way, and you stand in that way. Basically, what he's talking about here is hanging out with the wrong crowd. He said, don't stand in the way of sinners. Don't take a position that you're following the crowd and going along with those, again, who do not know the Lord. Remember, 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Be not equally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" And so we shouldn't be hanging out with that crowd. Now listen, certainly Jesus hung out with sinners, but his point when he was hanging out with them was to bring them to himself. And if you're hanging out with the wrong kind of crowd, your objective should be to bring them to Christ, not to go along with them, not to laugh at their jokes, not to drink along with them, certainly not, but to try to find a way to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. It ought to be for evangelism. Too often, even believers, people who claim to know Christ, will go out and hang out with the wrong crowd. How many young people have gotten in trouble for hanging out with the wrong crowd? You know, the word here, when he speaks about standeth in the way of sinners, he's talking about being submissive to sinners and being inactive, not doing anything about it. And how many times have you gotten in trouble because you went along with the crowd? And then the third thing he said was he sits in the seat of the scornful. Notice the progression: to walk not, nor stand, nor sit. Notice a progression from one to the other. By the time we get to the seat of the scornful, it's about our attitude. To be scornful here means to mock or to make fun or make light of the righteous, making fun of God's people, making fun of those who are trying to do right, many times turning what is wrong or turning what is right to be something that's wrong. And so they'll sit back and criticize and tear down, make fun of believers, God's people. Listen, God's people are not perfect. Many are still growing in Christ and learning to be disciples of Christ. And yet these mockers will make fun and tease and scorn those who are trying to follow God. Now notice he said that you'll be blessed if you do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, if you do not stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of the scornful. We're going to finish this up next week. I hope you'll join us next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.